USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris says United States and NATO will have a severe response if Russia invades Ukraine.
We have prepared together economic measures that will be swift, severe, and united.
The Vice President speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany today and vowing there will be significant and unprecedented economic costs for Russia. Canadian law enforcement on Friday began using crowd control tactics to arrest and push Freedom Convoy peaceful protesters out of downtown Ottawa, where the demonstrators have been protesting the nation's draconian COVID-19 restrictions. Some protesters say they will continue to peacefully assemble in Ottawa. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers. Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
As border encounters on the U.S.-Mexico border continue to increase, the Supreme Court agrees to hear an immigration policy case.
The U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear President Joe Biden's bid to rescind a hardline immigration policy begun under predecessor Donald Trump that forced tens of thousands of migrants to stay in Mexico to await U.S. hearings on their asylum claims. The justices will hear a Biden administration appeal of a lower court ruling that reinstated the so-called Remain in Mexico policy after the Republican-led states of Texas and Missouri had sued to maintain the program. Biden suspended the policy, which changed longstanding U.S. practice shortly after taking office last year. For the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter has been sentenced to 16 months in prison for killing Dante Wright. Potter says she shot Wright by accident when he resisted arrest and mistaked her service weapon for a taser. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The price of used cars is revving up even faster than new cars, and experts are sounding the alarm. According to Edmunds.com data, a three-year-old Dodge Grand Caravan is worth more than $25,000 today, up 69% from a year ago. The high prices are being fueled by a global computer chip shortage, increased labor and production costs, as well as supply chain delays. Edmunds.com Senior Manager of Insights Ivan Drury telling Fox Business, due to the price hikes, people are having to finance used cars even longer.
We're already looking at extremely long loan terms, averaging 70 months. That's new and used. Now, used vehicles are going $500 a month on average, so this isn't just a here and now problem, right? If you purchase something now and you've got to borrow money, it's going to play out for years down the road.
Florida will appeal a federal decision to deny a request for a disaster declaration after mid-January tornadoes. In its letter, FEMA saying damage wasn't severe enough. But Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the Biden administration is once again punishing Florida.
These things should be above politics when people have needs like this. And if you look at kind of with, since Biden's been president, it seems like whatever they can do to thumb their nose at Florida, you know, they try to do it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.